9 till noon, there's only one choice for local talk. Rick Emerson, right here on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
It's all very creepy.
All right. I have no idea what we're doing right now.
Give him hot milk.
No!
No! No! No! No! Oh, it burns!
Cookies. There was doo-doo of feces thrown all over the walls.
Where's Dolly?
I don't know. I don't know whether to have her come in. I swear to God, I don't know what we're doing. I was, you know, that's the good news and bad news about a day like today. It doesn't seem like we just walked in here to start the show. Just moments ago, Kyle was doing his speaking of sports thing. All right. Here, would you like to know the list of things I've got? And then, you know, we've got 63 and a half minutes in which to do them. Keep in mind, by the way, we still have to find out this afternoon. This is not going to be during the... God damn, Allison Stewart is beautiful. Boy, it's not even... It doesn't even seem possible that she could be real. All right. I'm sorry, I got to turn the thing. Okay, well, Jolie. Let's bring Jolie in. I think she's listening. Jolie.
Jolie.
Hold on, let me put out the... hold on, see if I got a Jolie sound. Do I have a Jolie, like a thing to... No. I have nothing. I have, That's it. Well, that's a Jolie sign.
All right, so we'll have Jolie come in a second. We'll do How Chicks Think. It's a great How Chicks Think segment today. At issue today, it's a question from... And I got to bring up the actual email here, which is... Thank you. Which is in my inbox, and it's a question about... Guys who listen to this station and specifically to this show and what you know about them. In other words, what do you know about a guy based upon the fact that he listens to this very fine radio program? That's kind of the question. So we'll have Jolie come in here in a second. We'll do this. There are not headphones in here. I apologize. No, I have nothing. Is she going to go get those? Okay, so here's what's coming. Here, would you like to know? We'll do a spot check. This is like when your boss makes you do a spot alcohol a drug test. Or you have to pee in the thing. So we're gonna do a spot check. These are all the things I've got right now that I'm juggling. I don't think people appreciate at any given moment how we are trying to chat. See, why do you always scold me in my headphones where no one can hear it, and so people think I'm just talking to myself? Sounds like.
But just start reading the things.
All right. Here's what we've got. We still have three worst song evers we haven't gotten to. Three. We have Jolie. We have the Kids Culture Quiz with Jen Lane. We have these voicemail messages this guy left on my voicemail a couple days ago that we got to play. We got the top five gadgets of all time. I've got this Instapoll we have to do. What else? We have all of our watches, which I guess we'll just shove till tomorrow. I have a thing about the greatest comedy shows of all time that's been voted on. What else? Man, look at this. Man charged with assault on sheep. God. There's a lawsuit. Sarah, let me ask you this. If I was to ask you what the worst major pizza chain in the world, keeping in mind that we don't wish to offend any advertisers. I don't think any pizza chains advertise with us, do they?
I don't think so. Either Domino's or Little Caesars?
No, it's just Little Caesars. There you go. Right there. Little Caesars. It's exactly pizza, pizza. You know, garbage, garbage, as my friend Martin would say. Listen to this. Do you realize this? Little Caesars sues Northern Michigan franchisee over the secret spices. Like you're somehow going to turn it into gold. Like it's somehow going to be, like it's right from Sicily or something. Little Caesars. Like anybody orders food from Little Caesars because they're just savoring the great flavor. Savoring the great flavor of the pizza. So that's like eight or nine things I could do an hour on. They're all just sitting there. You know how many of those I'm going to get to today? None. One, maybe. All right. Are we all ready? Your loins girded? Have you braced yourself? Is your intestinal fortitude, your mental shields active? All right. Prepare for unpleasantness. unpleasantness. And, there you go.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
You know, people can't get enough. Because I don't annoy people enough for 3 hours a day.
By the way, you're listening to KOTK Vancouver, Portland, KSLM Salem, and NFM Station.
This is one of the only days when that thing where people call it, when people call the Max Mouth, you know.
I only got 5 hours of it.
Which is the worst idea ever. Once in like every 40 weeks, there's a day when that would work. Today is one of those days. Hi, Jolie. How are you?
God, you're so rude.
What did I do?
Come on.
What did I do?
Have you forgotten already?
Happy birthday. What?
You said get ready for unpleasantness. And I just have to... Did you forget that already?
What? What are you talking about?
You just said that. You said get ready
right.
for some unpleasantness.
Yes.
And then my music started.
Yes, I know. That's because we played it.
And that is rude. Completely rude. And besides the point here, I'm going to bring a couple of emails that I got the other day that are very nice. One is from Francis and one is from Michael.
Francis and Michael.
And they like me.
Francis and Michael?
They're not together.
Uh-huh. Sure they're not.
God.
All right. I'll read this email.
I've got some great news for you.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Tell me you save money in your car insurance.
Read your email.
What? No, what is it?
Do you know who's coming out with the new reality show? You're just going to die. Farrah. Following Farrah. Farrah Fawcett.
Following Farrah.
I saw it in my People magazine.
Following Farrah's fading fame.
Starts March 23rd.
Oh, come on. Give me a little credit for the alliteration there. Oh, give me a F you. That was funny.
You were mean to me. I'm going to not be nice to you.
You know, Bridget Nielsen got married, by the way.
To the guy?
No,
some other dude.
To Flavor Flav? Her boyfriend that she left in Italy when she was coming to country.
Yes.
She got married to Matteo. Matteo, whatever his name is.
Some guy who's not Flavor Flav.
He's like 26 and she's like 65.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. I really wanted her and Flavor to work out.
Yeah, life's like that better.
I watched that show.
Okay.
Strange Love.
Can I read this email, please?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the email. Again, this is not... We didn't create this ourselves. This is not an email we dreamt up as an excuse for people to call up and wax our car. This is the email as we got it. We will not use the person's name. Hey, guys, it says. There is this cute guy in my drawing class that I've been kind of talking to and am intrigued by. Last week, he mentioned he listens a lot to 9:10 a.m., mostly Rick's show. I think it's a listener. She can't even get the positioner right. Max 9:10 a.m., it's like when you get the TV stations. We're here listening to 910 KOT Talk K10 Max. Last week, he mentioned he listens a lot to 910, mostly Rick's show. Of course, I chuckled, wanting to run away and hug him at the same time. Oh, did I read this wrong? Did I read this incorrectly?
Wait, say it again.
Oh, you might have been supposed to read the bottom part.
Oh, well... This email's in two parts, and I guess I was only supposed to read the... Well, I didn't give her name, though. Oh, sorry about that.
Hopefully he's not listening at the moment.
Well, I didn't give her name. Oh, sorry about that. Well, you know what? It's not my fault. It doesn't say at the beginning. There's no... Here's the thing. It's like if something's not for air or if it's got to be anonymous, we tell people you got to put it right at the beginning of the email, like, keep this anonymous.
God, you're such a man,
oh,
Rick.
Just go. Okay.
I knew I should have read it.
All right. Well, I'll just read the other half. Anyway,
let's start over.
Anyway, she says, "Hey guys, there's a guy I like that recently admitted to being a loyal listener to Rick's show. Is that a good thing? Are Rick's typical listeners good prospects for dating? What should I look out for? P.S.
Yeah, you don't read.
Am
the
I supposed
PS
to read
part.
The P.S.?
No, you don't read the P.S.
Well,
part.
How am I supposed to know that?
God, I should have read this. Jeez.
Stupid. Awesome.
Such an idiot.
Remember when you were in the Beatles? Okay. Well,
anyway.
God damn it. I don't know what to read and what not to
read. So we're here, just asking...
Hold on. Here,
let me look at it.
Okay. You read the email, because it's in like three different parts.
Dear Jolie, okay? Because hey, guys,
but not
you
the PS.
And me.
Okay.
Dear Jolie is to me, and the P.S. is to Rick only.
Sorry.
So there's a guy I like... that admitted to being a loyal listener to your show, is that a good thing? Are Rick's typical listeners good prospects for dating? What should I look out for? Babies. And you know what? I can just answer that right now.
Ow.
Oh, sorry.
Hit the microphone. Thanks.
Move your thing down.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. All right. What?
And don't read the PS, I guess, even though it doesn't say nothing.
Oh, you totally shouldn't read that.
Okay, but how do I know? It
with any
say,
any feelings of moral decency you have, you can't read that.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, basically, I'm going to say no, they're not good to be dating. Because as if you're listening to any of the conversations that we have together every day, you would know that all the men want is sex. They don't want a relationship.
Right.
They don't want kids. They don't want to be married. They just want to have a good time, and
guys who listen to other radio stations aren't like that.
If you're up for a good time, because we know we've been to the parties and we know that. Are you exercising your microphone?
You like whacked it all out of place. I'm trying to move it back.
Okay, so where was I? So I've been to the parties, and yes, they drink a lot. They know how to have a good time, and that's fun. So if that's what you're looking for, then I would say go for it. But if you're looking for something serious...
Well, it doesn't say if she's looking for something serious or whatever, but...
Well, dating isn't dating... Don't you think that...
She says a guy I like recently admitted to being a loyal listener. I like how he admitted it. Like admitting that you're a child molester. admitting he used to be a woman. There's a lot guy I like that recently admitted to being a loyal listener to Rick's show. Is that a good thing? Are Rick's typical listeners good prospects for dating? You know, so...
I think she should ask him if he likes my segment, and then that would answer her question.
So...
If he likes my segment, then he's a dater.
If he likes your segment, then he's not going to be interested in women. So that's kind of... That's the question.
What are you saying?
That all sorts itself out there.
What are you saying?
I'm saying... It's not important. So I guess the question, though, is... Here's what it really comes down to. The real inferred question is... If a guy is a Rick Emerson listener, then what else do you know? What else do you know, or can you safely assume about him? That's really the question.
Well, did I not just answer that?
Well, no. You said that he likes to drink, which is true.
He likes to have a good time. He likes to party. He likes sex, and he does not like relationships, marriage, kids, any of that stuff.
All right. So I don't even know how to handle this. Do we ask women?
I don't either. I mean...
Do we ask women to answer this, or do
we
ask...
I think we could take all views.
Or do we ask men? I really don't even know how to respond to this letter. It seems unfair.
Well, Jolie nailed it with, like, the drinking and the smoking and the drinking. And the...
Also the drinking.
The partying and the...
Yeah. So I really don't.
And the beer guts. And
I don't even know how to respond. It seems improper for me to
answer this. I'd say they're fun. I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, maybe ask other guys.
Maybe
I have no idea.
Some phone calls?
Well, no, because I don't even know who to ask for. I don't even know if we ask for women or men or...
Well, I think we could take all views. Come on.
All right, okay.
See what
okay, all right, all right, all right, all right. So here's the phone... Okay, so here's... I'm going to give you the phone number, and then I'll give you the actual question. So this is the, so the question is this. And by the way, it's 503. It's your other sense. 503-535-9100. And this is the rare occasion, by the way, you should take advantage of the rare occasion when Jolie is asking for you all to answer the question. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100.
Don't get me wrong here, Rick.
I ask the question, please?
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Fine.
It's 503-535-9100. I'm just trying to get the question out. Or 1-877-535-9100.
You haven't already said it like 10 times already.
I'm trying to get the question. The name of the woman is holy.
Do it then.
Kill you while you sleep. A guy I like admitted to being a loyal listener to Rick's show. Is that a good thing? Are Rick's typical listeners good prospects for dating? All right. Now the phone lines are all ringing. Be nice to Sarah. She doesn't have a phone screener today.
Can I say something quickly?
I see no way of stopping
that
you. Go
were
ahead.
Saying that I am asking the one time I'm asking for people's
yes.
to answer the
yes.
question. I already answered the question and I'm correct. But you were saying how should we handle this? And so we said let's take opinions.
Okay.
Got that?
You done?
For the moment.
Can I move on? All right. Let's talk to John in Gresham. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hi, Rick. I'd just like to say that I'm an alcoholic stoner with the fondness for Vicodin, and I'm an extra loyal listener.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
Attention advertising.
You too can reach this prime. Would you say that you are representative?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And I listen to your whole show, not just part of it, from start to finish.
You're what we call a P1, my friend. You are an in-depth, devoted listener.
Do you like dating girls?
Oh, of course.
Dating, maybe.
Only when farm animals aren't available.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Michelle, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Well, you guys, the one thing that always seems to stand out is that I think your listeners are typically full-grown men that are trying to act like little boys. Every single one of you guys.
Well, wouldn't you prefer that to the other, though? Wouldn't you prefer that to boys trying to be men?
No, because at least when a boy is trying to be a man, they act like men. They don't act like children with no brains.
Well, first of all, we're men. We're only ever going to have so many brains. And secondly, it's because we have a youthful enthusiasm.
Well, that is true, but you can have a youthful enthusiasm without being completely irresponsible.
Now, what are you basing this on? This seems, shut your hole over there. This seems unfair. What are you basing this on?
I am basing this on the listeners. A lot of the listeners that I talk to around where I work are 23, 24. These are people, they have children. And when you talk to them, you ask them, what did you guys do this weekend? And most men would say, oh, I spent time with my family, my kids. No, what I get was, dude, I went to the most rockin' party, which I expected from a 15-year-old.
You should have seen this chick, man.
Exactly.
Well, it just shows that, what it is? That shows that they're people who love life. They love life. They love living. They're trying to suck the marrow out of the bone of existence.
Okay, but when does that end?
Well, why should it end? Really,
I don't think it ever ends.
No, what is it? At a certain point, you just have to become dull?
I didn't say dull. My husband is very much anything but dull, but he knows what his responsibilities are.
Change your focus.
What's that?
I said change your focus, men.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that there's a whole generation of men out there that have forgotten, how to have fun, how to enjoy their lives. The people, my people, the people of the Rick Emerson Show, are trying to retain a youthful vigor and joy in their existence, Michelle.
Okay. And by the way, you guys need to lay off of Jolie a little bit. You're the ones asking her to come in there and give your opinion.
Thank you, Michelle.
Well, that's
you're very welcome, Jolie. I'm with you, girlfriend.
I love you.
All right.
Love you too.
All right. You sure you're married to a man?
I'm very, very married. I'm very happy married.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Rick.
All right,
bye.
There you go. That's Michelle.
If you want to maintain the youthfulness
vigor
of life, vigor, excuse me.
Or a word like that.
Vigor. You know that alcohol just depresses you. It ruins your liver. And in the end, you're only going to live to be, 50.
Yes, but they'll be happy years.
I don't know. Not when you have cancer and you're going through chemo.
Okay.
And you're losing your liver.
Boy, you're just a big ball of sunshine today. Let's see.
Hey, we're both wearing blue.
April.
Hello.
April, you're on the Emerson Show. What's up?
I am calling to say that I think gentlemen that listen to your show are very, very worthy partners. And I'm sitting here with my husband right now listening to your show, and we love it.
Yeah, in your face, Jolie.
Yeah, and I think Jolie needs to lighten up, honestly.
Life's hey.
And so do you find that is your boyfriend or your husband?
My husband.
Do you find him to be irresponsible?
Not at all. No, he's very responsible.
Did you meet him at the party, or were you guys... How did you meet?
We did meet at a party, actually, of a mutual friend, a birthday party.
Oh, but not a Rick Emerson party.
Not a Rick Emerson party.
Not a Rick Emerson party. Like, there's something wrong with a Rick Emerson party?
Did one of you turn one of you on to Rick Emerson?
Yeah, Dake, my husband, turned me on to Rick Emerson.
Excellent. God love him. So, see, there you go. So he has brightened her life.
He has.
He has made her life better.
Yes, and my good friend Carrie, her husband Dana, who's also a wonderful man, listens to Rick Emerson faithfully as well.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, thank Jake and Dana and all. Thank everybody for listening. I appreciate April.
And thank you.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's April. All right, there you go. In your face, Jolie.
Hey, I said we could get some opinions, and I'm fine with that.
April's got a little crush on me, I think. Let's see. We'll get some other guys here in a second, but let's get Amanda. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, my boy listens all the time. He's listening right now. He doesn't know that I'm calling him. So, hi, John.
Janitor John.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Do I have to send a dedication out to him now?
Yeah, I would.
A dedication.
Duran Duran song, please.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's great. Jolie doesn't know what she's talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you don't, do you find him to be irresponsible?
He is not irresponsible. He's fab.
All right.
He's committed. We got a place together. Come on, what's going on? Like, he's great. There's nothing
Do you find that he's desperately clinging to his boyhood in a pathetic attempt to stave off aging?
I think together we're both trying to do that as much as possible.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what
no.
I'm holding on to one's youthful vitality and energy is it's a noble cause.
Right, I could be like an old lady or I could go out and have a good time.
That's what I'm saying. See, there you go, Jolie. Do you want to be some dried up crone? You know? No. No one does. All right,
hey,
there you
there's
go.
There's a few good ones
Amanda.
Out there.
All right, thank you, Amanda. We'll get a few more. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Yes, sir. The reason I'm calling is as far as Jolie saying that the guys that, you know, listen to your show are bad people or whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm a good guy, and I listen to your show. The reason I listen is because you're funny as hell, and, well, you get to annoy Jolie all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's really, if one couldn't annoy Jolie, life wouldn't be worth living.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you live for.
It really is it's what makes my day. When my feet hit the floor every morning, that's really what puts a smile on my face in the morning. All right, John. Thank you. There you go. That's John. Gerald, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Nothing much, man. The way I figure, you tell a chick you listen to Rick Emerson, that's a guaranteed filter. You know if she goes, then you know she's just going to try and change you, put you in Dockers, and make you listen to useless, crappy stuff in the world.
She's going to put you in khakis and a denim work shirt.
Exactly. But if a girl is right on, then you know for a fact you can wake up, have a morning 40 with her, and get on with your day.
It's the best call ever. Let's flag this. This is a promo. All right, Gerald, thank you, sir.
No problem.
All right, there you go. That's a promo right there. That's one of those, Rick Emerson. You know, and then it's going to cut to that guy, and then he'll do the thing. Let's see. In the couve, Anita, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Anita. How are you?
Good. I'm married. My husband's a PhD, and he listens to your show, and he finds you very intellectual and very funny.
I've got him fooled.
And I advise my daughters to not date anybody, well, when they get old enough, that doesn't listen to you or Howard because they're lying if they say they don't.
And
just for future reference, yep. I usually turn off my radio during this part of the program because she reminds me of a pregnant 18-year-old.
Oh.
She drives me nuts.
Well, now, so, when you say a pregnant 18-year-old, what do you mean?
She argues like a pregnant 18-year-old. I know this because my... I know this.
Well, because you live in Vancouver.
Well, yeah. And
so. You were pregnant in 18, too?
Well, no, I wasn't, darling.
Oh, come on. Out come the claws.
Well, that's okay. I'll drive my navigator over there and discuss it with you.
Is there going to be some sort of a
coffee?
Is there going to be like a beatdown or something?
Sure. But anyway, long story short, you drive me nuts, sweetie, and I think you're totally off most of the time, if not all the time. So thank you.
That's okay. You know what? That's what I'm here for. And
all right. Good God.
I'm feeling some tension.
I got a little stress in the room. Seems like somebody needs. I think somebody needs a rub down.
I think somebody needs a hug. You should give Jolie a hug.
Oh boy, I thought you were going to say candy bar.
No.
Oh, do you need one?
Let's do one more. Joe Salem, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What you got, Joe?
Jolie, you should bitch slap that lady that just was talking to you like that.
Or they could just slap each other for a while and then hug.
Oh, stop.
Hell yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And then film it.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay.
Anyway,
right.
I want to tell you, I'm one of those people, I'm a professional, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor.
Right.
I listen to your show, I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
But I like to keep that 18-year-old mentality going. I'm 50 years old, and my wife's growing old, and I'm not going to go there with her.
Are you going to divorce her?
Oh, hell no. I've been married to her for 21 years. I've got three teenagers. But I like to have fun, and she knows that, and
but
she doesn't like it.
He's going to remain young inside, is what he's saying.
Hey, yeah, I am. You know, I still think like an 18-year-old.
All right. Excellent. Well, Joe, thank you for listening. You spread the
word. Okay, you bet.
All right, there you go. That's Joe. All right. Excellent. There you go. So there you go. There, Julie. There's your answer. It's for the young and the young at heart. That's who this show is for. What?
Nothing.
Okay, fine. There you go. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay right there.
We figure out women so you don't have to. Send your questions to How Chicks Think
at rickemerson.com. Max 910.
I always forget that it ends like that. Hi there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-535-9100. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, the birthday girl.
Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bird, one shot, one beer, one bourbon.
Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
How are you today?
It's good. 30, a great day.
You're looking younger than ever.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, no. Now, see, listen, I knew we'd get this email. Subject line. The drawing class that I take.
Oh, no.
God, I feel so bad.
You really should.
Actually, I exclaimed to her, Rick completely rocks. Well, that is true, but I still feel bad.
Oh man.
God, I'm sorry.
Rick, you totally blew that.
I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to mention
it the
drawing.
It doesn't matter.
Class.
You totally blew it.
Oh, all right. Listen to this. Rick, that segment was going great until Navigator bitch dissed on Jolie. It's all fun, but that was uncalled for. Give Jolie a listener hug. She may be pig-headed and wrong, but no one treats our Jolie this way. And it's from a man, says Tony. See, no one hits our Jolie but us. yeah, I was just all, that went all wacky there for a second. Let's see. Blah-da-da-blah. Okay.
I think the listeners are great, you know. I mean, especially if you're out of weed or need to move. They're awesome.
Fantastic. It's true. Let's see. How about this? Rick, Jolie rocks. The people who degrade her are just jealous because she is right all the time. I am from Vancouver, and my Ford can trample that woman's worthless Navigator. F Matt with a wimpy Navigator and a 40.
This F Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
Yeah, that was ugly. I didn't know how to, I didn't want to get in the middle of all that. It seemed like there was going to be some sort of a smacking or whatnot. All right, so, well, first up, what's up for your birthday today, Jen Lane?
Well, the official party is at Kelly's Olympian from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Nice. With DJ King Fader presiding over the festivities. And there should be an extra nice spread of food and myself and the entire A-list of Portland. So,
excellent.
You know, if you're somebody, you've got to be there.
So I will be, I'm going to be stopping by. I got to be at the house at 7 p.m. though, because my toilet
broke.
Yeah,
well, the toilet's really important.
No, but it was like a three, first of all, I got three, not the, my stupid life, but the toilet broke, which is, I mean, it didn't break, but it just developed a leak. And so the floor is, the bathroom is like under a quarter of an inch of water all the time. No, it's still clean, but. It's just an unpleasant feeling when you go to the bathroom in your bare feet and it's all... secondly, one of my heating vents, the grate, just fell off out of the hole. So there's just a huge rectangular hole in my wall, which, you know, I was waiting for my dog to fall down into or something. And then I hung a towel on the towel rack this morning, or yesterday morning, and the towel rack just came right out of the wall.
Wow.
So my house is sort of imploding. It's kind of that poltergeist house. It's just it's going to be crunched down into a singularity. So... Rick, all the stuff to get to. Well, by the way, I don't know. Do you know anything about this stuff, this liquid charge?
Yeah, it's really good. It tastes really good. It's actually got vitamins in it and alcohol. It's great.
No, these are not any. Like,
hey, there are some cold ones in here.
Did I get you a cold one?
Yeah. Is it cold? A cold one.
Well,
this
okay.
Is room temperature.
This is not a paid plug, but we...
No, it's like drinking two Red Bulls and like two and a half... beers at the same time.
The promotions guy, Richie, the promotions guy just brought this in. Liquid Charge.
Yeah,
I thought it was called
it was
liquid.
A birthday present for me.
Sorry. I thought it was called Liquid Courage. Liquid Charge, premium malt beverage with natural and artificial flavors, blah, blah, blah. And it's, what, 6.5%? 6.9% alcohol. So there you go. So, not that we advocate drinking. Drinking is fun.
Cheers.
Nice. Refreshing. All right. So here's what we've got. We've got the kids' culture quiz, which I think we'll break early. And in a minute, we'll do the kids' culture quiz when we come back. Three worst songs, which we're not going to get to. Kind of these phone calls from this nutcase on my voicemail. Probably not going to get to those.
Are we going to get to?
Top five gadgets. No.
Maybe we should just bump the top five for once and get... Because these songs are just piling
Amazon
up.
I don't think we're going to...
What's that?
Do you just want to read my Amazon wish list?
We'll do that when we get back. But I got to read this. Action hero Bruce Willis got some action of a different kind after the screening of his new flick, Hostage. Now, don't look at my screen. Who is he making out with?
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Tara Reid.
Angelina Jolie.
No. Jen is closer.
Britney Spears.
No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, now you got to do it. You should do it 20 questions. You should narrow it down. I bet you can get it in five guesses.
Okay, does she have real breasts?
Well, disputed.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Wow.
See, look at that. Two.
Jen, look at you.
One question.
They were really making out?
And this is from the New York Post, page 6, so it's got to be true.
I'm going there right now.
At an after, you can just look at my screen. At an after-after party at the Peninsula Hotel yesterday, Willis, who turns 50 this month, and teen queen Lindsay Lohan, 18, enjoyed a mutual grope fest.
Somebody has daddy problems.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Bruce is just trying to keep up with Demi and Ashton.
Well, she does have daddy problems. We know that, right? That her daddy was doing a whole lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
At one point, Bruce had Lindsay's pants down so far they were revealing a tattoo that said La Bella Vista. The beautiful view on her ass, on her right butt cheek, says our spy
witness.
It's
going to look really good when she's 68.
Eventually, Willis and a few friends, including Lohan, took the party upstairs to his suites. So, there you go. So, roping there. Good times. Well, go Bruce. I mean, he's Bruce Willis. He can grope whoever he wants. Okay. Well, should we try to do... break here, because that's going to put us back at like 37, and then
what are we going to accomplish?
And then we'll do the kids' culture quiz.
Okay, why don't we play one of the worst songs into the break?
Let's play one of the worst songs. Let me find it here. Hold on. Worst.
I've got to bring in this song for you. It's called "Let Me Be Your Underwear."
Oh wait, I know that song. It's Brian Adams.
Brian Adams?
Well, Brian Adams does have a song. I don't know this one you're talking about. Brian Adams does have a song called "I Wanna Be Your Underwear."
This is
seriously.
This is like super gay disco music.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that. All right, okay, let's play the one called Crystal.
What folder is it in?
It's in today's folder, and there should be a thing called Bad Music, Worst Song, something like that.
Okay.
And there's not called, okay, I'm going to give you a little preview here. This is from our friend Nate, late of the WB. Rick, I've been meaning to send you this one for a while. I swear to you, this lady is for real. Enjoy. And that's all. That's all it said. Now, it doesn't really say who she is. Let me see if I can find out really quickly before we play it. It doesn't really say who she is. And that it's the entire song. But Nate from the WB sent this to us, and we have two more that we'll try to get to tomorrow, which are from our good friend Aaron. Geek in the cities. But this one is from our camera friend, Nate Baker, and there's no word on the... Okay, there's no artist. Let's go ahead and roll. It's called Come Inside the Crystal. The Rick Emerson Show.
Come inside the crystal. Come inside. Come inside.
It's like Kevin Blechdom.
We're going for a ride. Inside the crystal. Inside the crystal. Inside the crystal. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside.
These are some Sid Marty Krofft shows, didn't make it.
Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. Fairyland of light. Snowy white galaxy. Clear land of music. Inside the crystal. Inside the crystal. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. We're going for the top. I want to make you rock. Inside the crystal. Inside the crystal.
Fantastic.
Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. Come inside. Through the magic.
magic tunnels into the light inside the crystal. Inside.
This is really awful.
Secret transmitter.
This is really use your heart for a telephone.
Open up your eyes.
Style
you don't
that.
Have to die looking at the light inside the crystal. Inside.
Where did he get this, is the question. Where do people get this music?
Come inside, come inside.
All right. We'll be back after this. This is the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on Max Night. Ted, it's Jen Lane's birthday. We'll come back with the Rick Emerson Kids Culture Quiz. Donna Mike at noon, like us at 3. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. This song is where that pronunciation of a DJ is DJ comes from, by the way. We'll be back after this. Don't you go anywhere.
In the morning, and I'm giving you my morning. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Hey, diddle, diddle, I'ma play my fiddle. Ain't got nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop.
It's Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. 503-535-9100. We're here with Jen Lane, whose birthday it is. Huzzah.
Thank you.
It'll be at Kelly's tonight from 6 to 8.
Yes.
Your favorite DJ?
Yeah, actually, we'll be there from 6 to 10 because it's a special birthday party.
King Fader will be...
King Fader is DJing. I'll do some trivia, probably all about me, since it's my day. And there should be an extra nice spread of food, the traditional drink specials.
Excellent.
That sort of thing. And, yeah, I'm sure there'll be wonderful people there. All my friends will be there, I hope.
Jen Lane, her birthday tonight. Go see her tonight at Kelly's Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
Great place, by the way. That Michelle woman who runs it is pretty cool. I dig that place.
Oh, she's so sweet. Everybody that works there rocks. I love them.
Hey, so what's the worst show on television?
You know, I don't mean to sound like one of those people, but I really, I watched a lot of TV, I don't watch a lot of... I mean, I kind of do my own TiVo thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have TiVo.
You're above the commoners.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not true. Home during prime time, I really hate American Idol. I've only seen a couple of times, but I cannot understand why people are so obsessed with it.
It's the number one show in the country too.
Yeah, I don't get it. But you know what I love is Lost. I just watched that again last night.
You know
what's
out?
I love that.
DVD is how I'm going to catch it up in the first season.
Yeah,
because
I've only seen a few episodes here and there.
I got kind of fell off with watching it because I just got behind. Because I think that was right about the same time. I went out of town for a week or something and I just had a whole lot of nothing going on.
That's an awesome show. It's so well written.
All right. Oh, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, good friend F. Matt Peterson. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad.
Happy birthday, Matt, as well.
I wanted to tell Jen that it's not her day. It's at least our day. So, yeah.
It's our day. Are you going to come to our special
be
party?
Kelly's Olympian tonight?
I'll be at the station until about 7 tonight, but I think I'm going to try to get down there after that.
Awesome. Definitely do. We're all going to be stopping by. Happy birthday to you, Matthew Peterson, as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Real quickly, before we do the kids' culture quiz, Rick, when do you expect the next making a scene will be? I've got dialogue between Gollum and Smeagol memorized. Do that for girls. That really gets them all hot. We'll do that tomorrow. Scott Daly's going to be here tomorrow. We'll talk about some film stuff. We'll do another installment of making a scene. All right. By popular request, we'll do our other birthday song here to this next break. But Sarah Dillon, are you ready for the kids' culture quiz?
Yes, I am.
All right. So this was prepared by the students at high school, I forget where, in like Kansas or something. This is a bunch of kids who are complaining that standardized tests like SATs and stuff are unfair and culturally biased, and so they created a standardized test about culture for people who are over the age of 18. This is a test to see if you are an adult, how much you know about contemporary pop culture. And so we'll do the same thing we did. We'll do 10 questions, and then we'll go back and... it's just me and Sarah. There's no Kyle. So you listen, you play along at home, and then we'll go back, and we'll give you the answers at the end.
Kyle was the big winner last week, too.
He really was, so...
Okay, question number one.
All right.
What is a pop war? What is a pop war?
A pop war?
Uh-huh. Do you want me to make that multiple choice?
Yes, yeah. Please do.
Okay, is it A, popsicle, B, a soft drink, C, a lollipop, or D, a skateboard?
I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I don't even know where to begin.
Just guess.
What was lollipop?
Go with your gut. Popsicle, soft drink, lollipop, or skateboard.
All right. Okay. There's my guess.
Here's one everybody can get. Number two, what does LL Cool J stand for?
I even know that one.
Thank God.
A lot of these are really giveaway ones.
Well, but yes, I guess it's over the age of 18, but it's under the age of, I would say between 18 and 40.
You know, a friend of mine tried to drop that, is that Freedom Rock? Turn It Up on his, like, 21-year-old waitress, and she was like, huh?
What? Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm so glad when I meet somebody that I can use those on, because it's like, there's going to be, it's like my Orville Redenbacher joke or something. It's like, I'm not going to work on anybody young.
Number three, where's Eminem from? Obscure little known fact.
How specific do you want that to be? City?
You don't have to give the mile marker.
I'd have to say he's from the 8 Mile Road. All right.
Question number four. I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but who is Chingy? Or perhaps Chingy?
Chingy. Well, this
as in stingy.
This confused me. This confused me the other day because there was there was also a hip hop artist named Chinky with a K.
You should know who Chingy is.
No, I know who Chingy is, but do you remember there was some whole confusion because DMX has this singer named Chinky with a K, and I was all trying to go. Yeah, and Kyle thought that I was just being one of those, you kids love this disco. Like, he thought I was somehow just screwing it up. And I'm like, yeah, that new Chinky. And he's like, dude, it's Chingy. And we had this whole thing.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I had to go dig up the record and
show.
He's
the guy who sings that song, like, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame.
I know.
Okay.
So let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Question number five.
You're giving all these away in the air.
I know.
All right.
Lollipop. Question number five. Linkin Park made which album? A, Sweat. B, Suit. C, Under My Skin. Or D, Meteora. Excuse me, that was Meteora.
Mediocre. Okay.
Wasn't Sweat and Suit R. Kelly?
That was Nelly.
Nelly
and R. Kelly ought to do a... never mind.
What's something because their names rhyme?
Turning into Clyde. All right.
Number six. Question number six. Which band has one set of twin brothers? Maroon 5.
I don't even need the multiple choice.
I don't either.
All right. Dry County Crooks.
Question number seven. Which rapper and country singer got together to sing a song titled Over and Over?
I know this.
It was so bad.
All right.
Question number eight. What does NM mean in instant messaging?
NM?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Okay. Number nine.
Question number nine. What's the name of Harry Potter's school enemy?
Oh, like his rival?
Uh-huh.
I'm totally blanking on this.
Speaking of, guy looks just like Eminem. All right.
And question number 10, this will be multiple choice. Which video game character is female? Toad, Kirby, Samus, or Sonic?
I'm sorry, I have to say it one more time. Wait.
Toad, Kirby, Samus, or Sonic?
Which of these is
or
a female
it's
video
Samu,
game
Or perhaps as in Camus.
Can I have a spelling on the third one?
S-A-M-U-S.
Okay. Shall we get... Should we give the answers here or should we break? We should...
Let's just give them here. It's really not something...
To tease.
Yeah. Everyone's going to turn off their radios.
What's Lars talking about? All right.
All right, question number one.
All right.
What did I just do? Oh, there it is. What's a pop war?
A skateboard.
That's correct.
Yeah!
That was just a guess.
Totally a guess.
You can't be proud of yourself.
LL Cool J stands for...
Ladies Love Cool James.
Correct.
Let's hear it for me.
Eminem is from...
Detroit.
The wrong side of the tracks.
Who is Chingy?
A rapper.
That's correct. Actually, this one, the question was a multiple choice, which I didn't bother to read, but they say he's actually a writer, a rapper, and an artist.
Oh my God.
He really was the direct.
Question number five. Linkin Park made which album?
Sweat.
Meteora.
Sweat.
I'm just kidding.
Meteora.
Question number six. Which band is one set of twin brothers?
Rick, this isn't a competition. We both know it.
Good Charlotte, the fat guy in the other one.
The one that tries to hide his chin with a bandana.
The fat guy in the troubled one.
Tweedledum.
Yeah.
I know, poor fat brother.
It's like Sweat and Suit, like one is sad.
That
and
must be unfortunate to be a fat twin, because like that's what you could look like.
Totally. Well, they're like before and after.
Yeah, you can't blame it on genetics.
I'm big bone. Oh, damn. All right.
Question number seven. Which rapper and country singer got together to sing a song?
Nelly and Tim McGraw, right?
That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
Question number eight. What does NM mean?
Never mind.
Nothing much.
I didn't put anything.
Well, garbage. All right.
Question number 9, Harry Potter's nemesis is?
Sarah?
Malfoy.
Oh, the judges need a complete answer.
Oh, God damn it.
Draco.
Draco Malfoy.
Draco is correct.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, you get half
You're like stepping on me.
And final question, which video game character is female?
I have a guess.
It was Samu.
All right. Okay. I got...
Wait, were there only 9 questions?
There were 10.
There were 10.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7.
I got 8. Ah! Ooh, Brooklyn! What?
You guys didn't...
What?
Such a nerd.
You did a lot better this week.
Well, that's because there's the LL Cool J and the...
The rest of these questions are really, really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, give us some examples.
No, we're going to go through...
Where is South Park located?
Well, you shouldn't, though, because we're going to go through all of these. Now, I'm going to stretch this for 5 weeks because there's 50 questions.
Okay.
Rick, I think you've milked this bit.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've not yet begun to flog. I have... Yeah, I know I can drag this. No, because if I get rid of this, I have to think of something other. Why think of something new? It's all, it's right here.
I'm taking that away from you.
I got a bookmark. You know what? You're... Never mind. I was going to say, an astonishing number of listeners have emailed, like, where can I get that quiz? I have to have it. All right, 503-535-9100. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Until noon, max 9:10. Talk radio for guys.
This radio station sucks. All right. Turn it up.
Freedom Rock.
Freedom Rock. I'm going to get a shirt that just says turn it up in big letters. All right. 503-535-9100. It is Jen Lane's birthday. Happy birthday to you, Jen Lane.
I am so excited. I think this is going to be the best birthday in years.
Best birthday ever. All right. Well, what else is coming up in the world of Barfly Magazine?
We've got our big St. Patrick's Ish Day bus tour next Friday on the 18th. Tickets are going fast, but there's still a few available online at barflymag.com. It's the best way to do St. Patrick's Day. We don't do a traditional St. Patrick's Day tour. We do our very own unique Barfly tour. It's always a blast and a half.
Okay.
One of my personal favorite tours of the year.
Okay. So, and people can find out more at barflymag.com.
Correct.
Okay. So tonight you're going to be at Kelly's Olympian,
Southwest right. Washington, between 4th and 5th, from 6 to 10.
All right.
The official and, birthday showcase showdown.
And then tomorrow we will have Scott Daly from filmfever.org, who's going to be here, etc. So tomorrow, Scott Daly from filmfever.org. We'll also have top 5 gadgets of all time, etc., so on and so forth. Happy birthday to you, Jen Lane, from all of us.
Thank
you. Go to barflymagazine.com. As always... The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon from Max 910. Also hear her mornings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Alternative mornings to Sarah and Greg at 94.7 FM. Alternative Portland. Kyle on the phones most days. Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom will have Jackson stuff as soon as it happens tomorrow. As always, thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. And happy birthday to Jen Lane from all of us, The Rick Emerson Show.
Thanks.
Well, another year has come and gone. So grab your party hat and put that... Smoke a lot of pot. And if you're supposed to work tomorrow, better call and tell us to off. Happy birthday to you. All your friends are here and family too. Hope you get some action and drink until you spew. Happy birthday to you. Well, we're gonna go out and hit every bar. All your drinks.
listening to The Rick Emerson Show on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
Sorry, that was all me. I'm not a math girl. I timed it wrong. Let's end horror thing one more time.
All right. Jed Lane, your birthday party tonight at Kelly's Olympian.
That's right. Bring presents, bring boys, bring drugs. Bring your sweet self on down.
Barflymag.com.
I'm so embarrassed.
The web address. Oh, that's okay. It's all right.
You should say, Sarah, you didn't go to school for math.
Well, I was going
to
make a joke about how you... Well, you couldn't really count the questions correctly earlier. So maybe it's just not a day for you. Maybe it's one of those days.
It's an off math day.
Well, it's like that day yesterday when none of us could talk. In any event,
are you in the blood hut? No.
And we're done.
Almost.
Right about now.
Oh, God.
Donna Mike next. See you at 9:02 tomorrow. Bye, y'all.